Okay, I actually want to make a motion, and then I'd like to motivate it, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Okay. The KPFA Local Station Board demands that the Pacific Executive Director choose a candidate from the pool presented to her and return control of KPFA to its staff and listeners. That's the motion. Is there a second? May I?
Go ahead.
Motivate it? Okay. I have handed out a letter here, but I think it's worth reading. I will time myself. On April 25th, 2012, Pacifica Executive Foundation Executive Director Arlene Engelhardt sent an email concerning the hiring of a general station manager at KPFA to the KPFA Local Station Board Chair Margie Wilkinson. The email is brief and one that KPFA listeners and staff members need to know the content of. I will quote it and then place the email in context. Quote, after serious consideration, telephone interviews with all three final candidates for GM, and in-person interviews with my final two candidates, I have concluded that none of them is the right person to lead KPFA. I am committed to finding the right permanent general manager for KPFA. Perhaps there are one or more candidates that were not on the list that should be considered. Christine has a few resumes that have come in since the search was concluded, or perhaps you need to reopen the search. Let me know how to proceed if there's anything I can do to assist you at this time. In peace, Arlene. In mid-May 2010, the LSB Elected Personnel Committee sent out notices to various media outlets, nonprofits, and political organizations announcing that KPFA was seeking a general manager. Applications were slow in coming in, so we kept the hiring window open for several extra weeks. The committee met several times over the summer to read and evaluate the 24 applications we had received. When the job application date was finally closed and the committee met to reconsider all the applications and to evaluate them in terms of the GM job descriptions as well as experience, background in public radio, etc. After many hours, we narrowed the pool to 5 applicants, set up interviews with each of them. LSB members gathered at KPFA to ask questions and evaluate the answers. The first round of interviews was held December 10th and consisted of 15 questions that examined a wide range of subjects, including experience, working with unpaid staff, dealing with conflict, budget preparation, new technology, and recruiting listeners. A second round held January 18, 2012, probed applicants' understanding of KPFA's tradition, issues of diversity, working with the Pacifica Network, and gave the applicants an opportunity to ask questions of the LSB. At the February 4th LSB meeting, the board voted to pass 3 of the candidates on to Pacifica Executive Director. Under the bylaws, the job of the LSB is to, quote, screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of the respective station general manager, from which pool of selected candidates the executive director shall hire the station's general manager. In the committee, and then in the LSB's examination of candidates.
Excuse me, I'd appreciate it if members of the body would listen to the report. Thank you very much.
We carefully followed the qualifications set out in the job description and paid close attention to experience and background. But in her letter to the LSB chair, the ED addresses none of these things. The huge number of hours that went into examining the applications, draw up the questions, and evaluate the answers is dismissed with, I have concluded none of them is the right person to lead KPFA. Why? Are the qualifications wrong? And if so, how? Given that the committee and the board examined all of these. Right person is an evaluation? How are the committee and the board to understand that? The suggestion that there were, quote, one or more candidates that were not on the list, unquote, who should be considered is deeply puzzling. How does the ED know that there are such candidates, given that there was a process that, by definition, was addressed only in executive session? Does she have someone in mind that was not included? And by what criteria is that candidate superior to those who are recommended by the LSB? To suggest that we examine late resumes undermines the whole hiring process and could even open KPFA to a lawsuit. If one declares a hiring period over, one cannot then arbitrarily reopen that process without making that fact public and allowing other candidates to apply late as well. As for relaunching the search, the hiring process took just short of 11 months to complete, and the ED wants to launch another. The KPFA LSB has done its job. It has presented a pool of applicants that fulfill the qualifications laid out in the hiring process. The station desperately needs a general manager, but the ED has chosen to ignore those wishes in order to continue with the Courage management that was hired without any consultation with the LSB. The ED has dismissed one of the LSB's more important jobs, the creation of a pool for the hiring of station manager, in two paragraphs. This is simply not acceptable. It is not acceptable to ignore and dismiss the work of the hiring committee and the board. It is not acceptable to bypass the bylaws to maintain management that does not have support of the LSB. KPFA is predicated on the right of local listeners and staff to run the local radio station. The listeners and staff elected an LSB to guard those rights. All of those have been eviscerated.